Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. जमनार बलवेश्वर महारानी की निदाय निदाय सुंदर की प्रभुपाद की गौर भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे ट्रांसलेटर रेडी सो वी विल हैव ए मोमेंट ऑफ मेडिटेशन एंड देन डिवोटीज can tell their realizations. I have one moment of meditation and then they should tell, some of them should give the answer how they felt. Tell them. A moment of meditation. Everybody should take part in. And then you tell how you felt, what is your realization, is okay, everybody ready, all right, what if first I pray myself for a moment, oh, you can also repeat if you like. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय తదభక్తాయ నమో నమః. నౌ మెడిటేషన్ స్టార్ట్స్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ. దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నంద గోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య. ప్రభు నిత్యానంద. శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర. శ్రీవాస్ ఆది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. So now tell me how you felt. Any volunteer? Yes, как вас зовут? Николай. Yes, Николай Prabhu, how you felt? And happiness. Very good. Nikolai felt peace and happiness. Good. Somebody else? Yes. Как вас зовут? Her name is? Sania. Okay, Sania ji. Yes. What she felt?
Prayer.
Yes, she is doing prayer alone. One, you and prayer means you are praying to somebody. So this is sort of connection with God. So prayer has to be offered to somebody. Prayer cannot be to nobody. Okay, and when you offer prayer, what you feel? Tell me, Michael, no problem.
Love of creation.
Creators, love of creator, very good. Very good. Anybody else? Peace, happiness, mood of prayer, feeling of awakening of love of creator. Anybody else? Yes. Какво зовут? Hare Krishna.
Lina.
Lina, okay. Welcome, Lina.
She feels oneness with everybody.
Oh, it means everybody was together. There is no separateness. Very good. Oneness means nobody is your enemy. Oneness means nobody is your enemy. You hate nobody. Everybody loves you. And you love everybody. And what is the result when such a situation is there? You feel happy. And you feel satisfied. Right? Feels at home, yes. Yes. Original home. Yeah. Thank you. Leon, anybody else want to share? Liana, Senia, Nikola, and? Nitaigor. Yes, Nitaigor. Yes, you tell. Ahalya, what he's saying?
He feels better. He feels himself better.
Better. Okay. Better. Anybody else want to say something? The sound is resonating, the resonance of the sound touching somewhere within the heart and you feel blissful. Is it right? Is it something like that? Yeah, some sound is touching somewhere within the heart and you feel, oh, very good. Right? Okay. Как вас зовут?
Надя.
Надя Вихари Гаурари. Thank you. So, everybody agrees that in one moment we felt peace, happiness, prayer, oneness, satisfaction. Is it right? Right? Так? And why people are working from morning to day? Why they are working very hard whole day? They want to earn money, yes, all right. And what they will do with money? And try to be happy? Right? Are they happy? Are the people happy? By money? No?
Sometimes,
okay. Point I am going to make is happiness is not outside. Happiness is within you. You are looking happiness outside. This man can give me happiness. Oh, this woman can give me happiness. Girl will give me happiness, boy will give me happiness. Money will give me happiness. Oh, good home will give me happiness. Good car will give me happiness. All these things you have, are you happy? Happiness is not outside, happiness is within you. Now, in this 1 minute, there was nothing from outside. Everybody only felt happiness from inside. So now we have to learn how to take out the heavy happiness from within. The happiness which is from things outside is temporary. And that happiness always ends in misery. This is the verse of Bhagavad Gita. Ye sansa prasaja bhoga dukkha yonya evate adya antavanta kanteya nateshu ramate buddha. Buddha means intelligent. Those who are enlightened, they don't take interest in this temporary happiness. Which is this temporary happiness? Ye sansa prasaja bhoga. Sansa prasaja bhoga means enjoyment. Sansa prasaja means senses enjoying in sense objects. The happiness which we feel by senses. Oh, tongue want to taste the nice thing to eat. If you eat too much, then you will suffer. So, this happiness which is from the sense object and senses, dukkha yonya evate. Dukkha means unhappiness, misery, suffering. And yoni means place of birth. So this happiness is the place of birth of misery. All the people are suffering their unhappiness from where unhappiness is taking its birth. All the unhappiness is taking birth in the sense enjoyment, in the womb of sense enjoyment. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the store has a good sale outside, they write, buy one, get one free.
не вывески на магазинах вешают, покупаешь одну, вторая бесплатно.
Yes, you get happiness of the senses and misery will come free to you. Free. Everybody is trying to be happy and misery is coming free at home. So material happiness has misery inbuilt. And the next line say Adya Anta Vanta. Adya means beginning. And Anta means end. This happiness of the senses has a beginning and end. They give rise to misery. This happiness gives rise to misery. And it is only temporary. It is compared to a drop of water in a desert. And therefore Bhagavat advises Lord Rishabhdev advises Putraka, my dear sons, because we are all children of God and God is speaking. These enjoyment of senses and sense object you have in many lifetimes in all species of life. But this human life is rare. Tapo divyam putraka, please do some austerity. And endeavor for Brahma Sukham Anantam, unlimited happiness which is within you. So this happiness of sense objects is temporary and always ends in misery. But the happiness which is coming with from within is unlimited. Therefore, intelligent and enlightened people are aspiring for unlimited Brahma Sokhyam. So here is Supreme Lord sitting as Jagannath. The Jagat means whole creation. Nath means the master. And he is in a special form. And this form is in separation of devotees. When the devotees are aspiring for unlimited happiness, and they give up the temporary enjoyment of the material senses, Lord becomes eager to see them. Because the unlimited happiness is coming from Lord. The first book was printed by Iskan is Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure.
Krishna,
So now when you chanted just the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, this sound vibration is not material sound. Then you chanted Mahamantar Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is transcendental sound vibration. And this vibration, when touches to your soul, and then there is a special feeling of bliss, ecstasy, happiness. And this cannot be compared to any other happiness of this material world. This happiness is completely different. But there is a one condition. When we chant this transcendental sound, we should think we are the babies, children of Supreme Lord. And when the baby is hungry and crying for the mother, and mother recognizes the sincere cry of a baby, immediately mother comes, runs and pick up the baby and give her love. Every mother knows when the baby is crying, it is genuine or just crying. You all know this? Well, they give one example. The mother was working in the kitchen. Oh, ghee was up for frying something. And she was making a dough for the cake. And there was a milk on the other side boiling. And baby was crying. She ran, left everything. She picked the baby. She gave her love and gave beautiful, sweet, tasty to eat. Baby become peaceful. She went and again started cooking. After a few days, the mother has no work. She was just eating the sunflower seeds. So this is a good business when there is no work. And baby was crying. And crying. More crying. And she was making more sunflower seed breaking. While baby came near to the mother, Mama, on that day I cried once and you ran and picked me up, and today I am crying and you are not doing anything, why you are not coming? Mommy was smiling. My dear baby, today you are crying for sweet, not crying for me. That day you were crying for me, today you were crying for sweet. Every mother knows when the baby is crying for mother or for something from mother.
Каждая мать знает, когда ребенок плачет, желая самого мать,
You all mothers know this or not? You all know this or not? Baby's crying is double, right? So most of the people, they go and pray, but they pray to get the sweet from the Lord, not Lord Himself. Материальное of the religious people going in the temple, mosque or church, they are only asking laddu from Lord, give us something, give us something, give us something. Ultimately what they are asking? They are asking from God, actually, wealth. And then we will be happy. Please God, give us wealth. And God left. Why? Because the wealth is Lakshmi and she is wife of God.
Потому что богатство это лакшми, а лакшми это супруга Господа.
If you go to the God and ask, give your wife, what do you think? Are you wise man or fool?
Если кто-то подойдет к вам и спросит, дайте мне вашу жену, вы будете подумать, что он сам у меня находится.
What do you think? Is this wise to ask God for money?
Мудро ли это вообще обращаться к Богу?
She's a Lakshmi. She is what? Wealth is called Lakshmi. Lakshmi is Lord Narayan's wife. And how you ask God, give me wife? No, therefore everybody is crying. Therefore what we should pray? No, you are our mother and father, we are your children. We are your children. And then mother will take you on the lap. Then mother will pick you up and keep on your... Therefore, Srila Prabhupada in the first commentary on Hare Krishna mantra said, this chanting is a genuine cry of a child for mother Hara. So, God is for us mother, father, everything. It is better to be a good child of a God and love and serve Him. Then we will get all the comforts. But if we try to get something from God to enjoy separate from God, and leaving God apart, we'll never enjoy, we'll never be happy, we'll never be satisfied. This is a good example. You know
Ramayana?
There is Lord Ramachandra, he is God. And his wife Sita is Lakshmi. And Ravan is a demon. He kidnapped Sita and left the Ram in the forest alone. He wanted to enjoy mother Sita. Ravan wanted to enjoy. And Ravan was a rich person. His whole country was has a golden wall. But because of this one offense, everything was destroyed. We want to enjoy the property of God, but leaving God apart. apart, separate. On the other side, there is a good example of a great devotee, Hanuman. He wanted to unite Mother Sita with Ram. So the devotee uses everything and connect to the God. Then you are happy. You are, if you know your identity, you are the prince, you are the son of God. And if you just understand your identity, then you are happy and the most happiest person on the planet. Today is the appearance day of one of the very beloved friend of Radharani. Radharani is Mother God. And after 2 days there is appearance day of Radharani. God has two aspects. Mother aspect, father aspect. Radharani is Mother God. Krishna is Father God. They are one. Because God is one. Prabhupada never say Radha and Krishna are God. He said Radha and Krishna is God. Krishna is one single God. For creation, to give chance to the living entities to come back home, back to Godhead. He expands from right side as Balaram. He is Balaram here. He teaches us how to love and serve God. And all creation is under the supervision of Balaram. From left side, Krishna expands for his own enjoyment as Radharani. So Radharani is not a girl or woman. She is the energy of the Supreme Lord. It's called pleasure potency. It gives pleasure to life. And she is our mother. She is Mother God. And one of the friend out of the 8 very close friend of our Mother Radha. Is Lalita Devi. And today is appearance day of Lalita Devi. So that Lalita Devi appeared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Swarup Damodar. She is of golden complexion. She wears a dress which resembles peacock feather. And her assistant, her assistant is Rupa Manjari. And that Rupa Manjari appeared as Rupa Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada writes, our Krishna consciousness movement is going on under the supervision of Rupa Goswami. And we are called Rupa Anugas. Means we all are very happy today because our entry into our home to serve Radha Krishna is through Lalita Devi. Because Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami serves Lalita. Lalita serves and helps Radharani to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna both. And once in England, Srila Prabhupada said, if you have a nice flower and you want to offer to your dear Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, then you give in the hand of Radharani. And tell that, my dear mother, please give this to your dear Krishna. And Krishna will immediately accept. So our entry into the pastime of Radha Krishna is through Rupa Goswami and Lalita Sakhi. All the gopis are expansion of Radharani. Radharani, one becomes many gopis. It's called Kaya Vihu. Kaya means body. And Vihu means expansion. And the gopis have four groups. One is called Supakshya. It means those who are in the party of Radharani. And their leader is Lalita. And their mood is Krishna is ours. This Krishna is mine. The another group of gopis is called Vipakshya, opposite group. Opposite to Radharani. And their leader is Chandravali. They say, we are Krishnas. They are rightist wing. Then the third group is Tatistha, neutral. They are neutral to Radharani. But they are on the side of Chandravali. And the fourth group, they are neutral to Chandravali but in favor of Radharani. They are all actually expansion of Radharani. But they want to give the pleasure to Krishna. And Radharani actually gives pleasure to Krishna. Govinda Mohini Radhe. Govinda Mohini, one who enchants even Govinda. But what is her relation with us? Haladini Shakti Karaye Bhaktira Poshan. Devotees are nursed by, nurtured by, maintained by love and affection of Radharani. Like a mother, she care and nurse all the devotees.
Мать, она заботится о всех преданных и питает их.
Radha hai jagatera mata, like Jagannath is a father of the creation. Radha hai jagatera mata, and Radharani is mother of the whole creation. It is easy to approach mother, because mother is a very soft and compassionate heart. Mother cleans the baby. Father loves the baby, but father cannot keep the baby on the lap if the baby has running nose or just passing urine. His stool he will give to the mother. Mother never mind, she just takes the baby, even whatever she is dirty, cleans everything. So actually this Hare, Radharani, cleans the devotee from all dirty things. And when the baby becomes smilingly fresh and fragrant, she offers to the Krishna father. So we have a relationship with our mother and father God. Because of this, chanting is to call to the mother and father. We are getting immediately connected with them. Now I am asking you one question. Everybody wants to be happy, right? Right? Так? Very good. Now my second question is, you want happiness in on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in the day or night, what time? All the times. Very good. All, you want happiness all times. Very good. You want happiness from your friends, from your customers, from your relatives, from whom? From everybody. Yes? From everybody. You need happiness for all time. You need happiness from everybody. Very good. You need happiness in the night or day? Inside house or outside house? Every place. Right? We need happiness everywhere, every time, and from everybody. Right? Now, who is present everywhere, every time, and everybody? Who is there? Is our father present in everywhere? Is he present all the time with us? Is our friend present all the time with us? All places? Is he present in all people? No! Except one God. He is everywhere. He is all the times, all places, in all people. Sarvas chaham hirde sani vishto. I am situated in everybody's heart. So the happiness which you are looking for, only you will get from God, nobody else. Because you want the happiness which is not available in this world by any means. Every time, how can you be happy? Everywhere, how can you be happy? How everybody will give you happiness? Because only God is the one who is everywhere in everybody and every time, right? So your choice of happiness is good. But you don't know how to get that happiness. Srila Prabhupada used to give the example, we are licking the bottle of the honey from outside. I noticed one is there, we don't know how to open, so we don't taste honey. Oh, we are trying to be happy in this material world from licking outside. But happiness is within us. If you simply learn how to bring it out, you will be happy everywhere, anywhere, every time, anytime. You want this type of happiness? Hare Krishna. Yes, this is the happiness we should aspire for. Again, remember the verse which I quoted. All sufferings are arising from the sense enjoyment. And all the sense pleasure is temporary, it has beginning and end. But real happiness is when we are connected with God. Ayuktasya ka bhavana. If we are not united, how can we have a fixed mind? If we have no fixed mind, how can we have a peace? Ashantasya kutas sukham. If we are not peaceful, how can we be happy? So, yuktasya means united. We have to learn to unite with God. And unity is by love. And God has placed that love in everybody's heart ready. All the heart, everybody's heart has a love already present there. We have simply to learn how to awaken that love. This love, if not properly utilized, it gets perverted. And perverted love in this world is called lust. And that is our greatest enemy. Kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudbhava maha ashno maha papma vidyaiha verinam. He is our greatest enemy. Lust is greatest enemy. It never satisfies. Even whole world is given to a person, he will not be satisfied. So we have to learn to transform the lust back into love. All sufferings and all sins are because of lust. And when it is re-transformed into love, there will be peace and happiness. And when we love somebody, how can we show that we love somebody? By pleasing him. By serving him. Therefore, the connection or union with Supreme Lord through love is by pleasing the Lord and by serving the Lord. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how can I serve you and please you? After a little pause, Srila Prabhupada said, when you awaken the love of God, when you learn to love Krishna, I will be pleased. So all the great teachers only teach the science of love of God. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not giving any religion to you. And now my religion is better than your religion, no. I am giving you the science of love of God. That will bring happiness and peace on the planet. And when you are happy, what you do? When is there some occasion of happiness at your home, what you do? The happiness is expressed by dancing, by singing, and by eating. And on Sunday, Srila Prabhupada gave this experimental expression of the happiness, come, dance, chant, and have a feast. So he gave us the process of being happy every day. Chant holy name Hare Krishna. And in ecstasy dance. And then have a nice feast. By this, two things will happen. Number one, your love will awaken. And you will have a faith and trust. Yes, process is working. Faith and love. So Sunday program, Prabhupada used to call Love and Trust Feast. So you are all welcome for Sunday Love and Trust Feast. May Jagannath give you eternal happiness. May you all develop relation with Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And get peace and happiness. May you all be inspired to call upon the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Spasibo. Thank you very much. Anybody has a question or comment? Where is Prasad? Is a good question. Kakwa Zabur? Vrindavan Chandradas. Yes, Prabhuji, how can I serve you?
Нужно ли приносить нашу практику, больше акцентировать внимание на служение Радхарам?
In our practice, we have much attention to serving Krishna. Should we bring in our practice more mode of serving Srimati Radhakrishna?
We should serve who is the greatest.
Мы должны служить тому, кто самый крутой.
Once ISKCON has a center in Calcutta in a big, beautiful, old, hired palace. And the landlord was talking with one of the Prabhupada's disciples, Sannyasi at that time, Achyutanand Maharaj. And he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That landlord was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he said there is a milk and there is a sugar. Radha Rani is like milk, Krishna is sugar, say for example. When you mix together, it becomes nice rasgulla. Rasgulla is very sweet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, his rasgulla is very sweet. But Achyutananda Maharaj was confused. He went to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, who is sweet? Who we should serve? Prabhupada said, yes, first there is a milk and sugar, then rasgulla, so first there is Radha and Krishna. So originally there is Radha Krishna. And they again unite to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is all right. But then Achyutananda said, who is great? Prabhupada was silent for a while. Then he looked a picture on the wall in which Krishna was massaging the feet of Radha Rani. Krishna says, Prabhupada said, see, Radha Rani is great. Krishna is serving. Then Prabhupada looked at another picture where Krishna was taking the shoes of Nanda Baba. Prabhupada said, see, Nanda Baba is greater than Krishna. Then Prabhupada said, devotee is bigger than Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked us, Gopi, Bhartahu, Padkamalayor, Das, 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 Anudas, we are the servant of servant of servant of Gopinath. It is only the mercy of the devotee that we can approach Radha Krishna. So most important our service is start by service to the Vaishnavas. And by the mercy of the Vaishnava, we will get the entrance into the loving service of Radha and Krishna. Yes, it's... So therefore the most important thing is how should we have a relation with devotees. And how we really care and serve devotees. Krishna says, anybody who is saying, I am Krishna's devotee, I don't know him. But anybody who is devotee of my devotee, I recognize him. So have a Vaishnava association, always has a mood to serve the devotees, and that will immediately attract the attention of Radha and Krishna. If you want to see something which is far, far away, what do you use? Use telescope. And what is in the telescope that makes the thing which is far away near? There are many big convex lenses. So between you and Radha Krishna, as many convex good devotees that near you are Radha and Krishna. The all parampara is like convex lenses. And through that we can see Radha Krishna quickly. By direct service we will never possible. But such, well, we approach Radha Krishna with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we approach through Nityananda. And Nityananda is only pleased when we preach to the people who are actually suffering. So if a devotee association we go and preach, that will bring us immediately connected to Gaur Nithai and Radha Krishna. And Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Vrindavan Chandra, Hare Krishna. So devotees are most important in the life of a devotee. Because devotion only take birth by the mercy of devotee. Bhakti janam haite bhakta sange, only by association of devotee, the devotion takes birth. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai! Jai Gaur Prema Nanda! Thank you very much.